Okay, we're recording now. Thank you.
Would you like me to begin, Jean?
I would, Joey. Let's do this.
All right. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Florida Housing, I just want to say thank you for your patience through our technical difficulties this morning. We will begin. I will now call this review committee meeting to order at 9:34 a.m. on Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. This review committee meeting is to give the scores and to submit a recommendation to Florida Housing's Board of Directors regarding the proposals submitted in response to RFA 2020-104 for sale financing farm worker and commercial fishing worker housing. This meeting was noticed in the Florida Administrative Register pursuant to Section 120.525. In response to this RFA, two applications were received. A list of the applications is attached to the agenda. The agenda for today includes introductions for the record. I will then open the floor for discussion and comments among the review committee members, followed by the committee providing scores for the record. Based on the scores, the committee will make recommendations to the board, and finally, we will adjourn the meeting. We're using webinars for this review committee meeting. External parties should be attending by phone at this point to listen to the call. It is recommended that all attendees use the computer link available on the RFA webpage to see the spreadsheets we'll be creating. All microphones for the audience members should be muted. Additionally, the ability for attendees to ask questions during this meeting is not available. All committee members and non-committee members with a speaking role have open microphones unless you choose to mute your microphone. With that, let's go ahead and take roll. I'll announce the review committee members and non-committee members who are expected to be on this call for the record. Committee members, when you hear your name, please verbally confirm that you can both hear me and that you can see the spreadsheet on your computer. My name is Joey Evans. I'm the chairperson. Rachel Bryce.
I can hear on the phone and I can see the screen on the computer.
Jay Grubb.
I can hear and also see the screen.
Nancy Muller.
All good here.
Elaine Roberts.
I can see the screen and hear.
Diana Field.
I can see the screen and I can hear you.
Great. Thank you, everyone. For non-committee members, when you hear your name, please verbally confirm that you can both hear me and that you can see the spreadsheet on your computer. Kenny Derrickson?
I can see the screen and hear you.
Tracy Willis?
Yep, I can see the screen and hear you.
Liz Thorpe?
Good morning. I can hear you and see the screen.
We have a representative from the Inspector General's office. Please state your name to confirm that you can hear me and see the spreadsheet.
Good morning. Melanie Yop. I can hear and see the spreadsheet.
This morning, we have a representative from the Development Finance Department. Please state your name to confirm you can hear me and see the spreadsheet.
Hi, Jean Salmonson. I'm not technically in development finance, but I'm representing today, and I can see the screen and hear you fine. Thank you.
And a representative from the legal department, please state your name to confirm you can hear me and see the spreadsheet.
Good morning, Betty Zachem. I can hear you and I can see the spreadsheet.
Thank you all so much. This meeting is being recorded, and the recording will be posted on the RFA webpage once it is available. Tracy, where will you be posting the results of this meeting on the Florida Housing website after the meeting?
This will be posted shortly after the meeting.
I will now open the floor for discussion and comment. Hearing none, we will begin to provide scores for the record. Tracy, would you like to tell us about the spreadsheet we can see on our monitors?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Joey. So the spreadsheet has a list of all items that were scored, and they are separated by points, eligibility, and tiebreakers. For the points section, there is a maximum of 100 points. And since there are only two applications, I will go ahead and record the points provided by the score for each application. This row here has a formula that will total the points per application. And the next section is eligibility items. For the eligibility items, I'll go ahead and enter yeses. And if there's an exception, the score will let me know. And scrolling down here, there is an item here that will populate a Y if the minimum total score of 67 is met. And then just below that, it will populate a Y for if all eligibility requirements are met. And the final section is the tiebreaker section, where we have three items. The sale request is the percentage of the total development cost funding preference, the Florida job creation preference, and those will populate with yeses, and then the score will notify me of any exceptions. And then finally, the lottery number. And I know that Jean is on the call. She isn't on the committee, but she's going to be helping to verify the scores today. So once we have everything populated, we'll make sure that Jean, the spreadsheet, and the scores all have the same information, and then we'll start working on this next tab here. So this tab is similar to the application submitter report that was posted when the applications came in. And we have some blank columns here. We'll be able to copy and paste information into these columns. The RFA does have a county award tally, so you may be wondering where that column is. However, as you can see, both counties here are in, or both applications are in unique counties, so we're not going to have to worry about the county award tally in this case. Once we populate this tab, we'll go through the RFA, we'll select applications for funding, and then we'll build a spreadsheet that we will take to the board at the next board meeting. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Tracy. We'll begin with point items. Rachel, did you score all applications?
Yes, I did.
All right. For Section 3C2, submission of principal disclosure form stamped by corporation as pre-approved.
Both applications received 5 points.
Thank you. Nancy, did you score all applications?
Yes.
For Section C1, current and future need for farm worker or commercial fishing worker housing in the area, what were your results?
492, 12 points. 493, 12 points.
For Section C2, experience operating and managing farm worker or commercial fishing worker housing?
492, 16. 493, 17.
Thank you. Elaine, did you score all applications?
Yes, I did.
For Section C3, outreach, marketing, and referral.
Yes. For 492F, there's 27 points. And for 493F, there's 27 points.
Thank you. Diana, did you score all applications?
Yes, I did.
All right. For Section C4, resident access to on-site and off-site programs, services, and resources. What were your results?
492S, 25 points. 493S, 24 points.
Thank you. Moving on to eligibility requirements.
Joey, I'm sorry to interrupt. I actually just got disconnected, and because I called in as the chairperson, we might have lost the last couple of items scored, and I apologize for that. I did not hear Nancy's point values for C1 or C2, so the last thing I heard was Rachel reporting her scores, and I'm sorry for that. I don't know if the other got recorded or not.
Okay, we can go back. That's not a problem.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Totally fine. All right. Nancy, back to you for section C1, current and future need for farm worker or commercial fishing worker housing in the area. What were your results?
492, 12, 493, 12.
All right. C2, section C2, experience operating and managing farm worker or commercial fishing worker housing. What did you find?
492, 16, 493, 17.
Thank you. Section C3, just going back for sake of recording, outreach, marketing, and referral. Elaine, what did you find?
492S, 27 points, and 493S, 27 points.
Thank you. Diana, section C4, resident access to on-site and off-site programs, services, and resources.
492S, 25 points, 493S, 24 points.
Thank you. Okay. Are we able to move on, Jean?
Yes, thank you so much for doing that.
No problem. All right, moving to eligibility requirements. I've scored all applications. Submission requirements met. Yes for both. Section 1, applicant certification acknowledgement form provided and meets requirements. It's going to be a yes. Section 2A, demographic commitment selected. Yes again for both applications. Description of the demographic population served provided, section 2B. Yes again for both applications. Rachel, did you score all applications?
Yes, I did.
Great. Section 3A, name of applicant provided.
I had no exceptions.
Thank you. Section 3A2, evidence applicant is legally formed and entity provided if new construction.
I had no exceptions.
3B3, nonprofit applicant qualifications met if new construction.
I had no exceptions.
3B, section 3B1, name of each developer provided.
No exceptions.
Section 3B2, evidence that each developer entity is a legally formed entity provided.
No exceptions.
Section 3B3, general development experience requirement met.
I had no exceptions.
Section 3C1, principles for applicant and developers disclosure form provided and meets requirement.
I have no exception.
Section 3D1, information for management company provided.
I have no exception.
Section 3D2, prior general management company experience requirement met.
I have no exception.
Section 3E1, authorized principal representative provided and meets requirement.
I have no exception.
Thank you, Rachel. All right. For section 4A, I scored name of proposed development provided. There were no exceptions. Section 4B, development category selected. There were no exceptions. Section 4B is substantial rehabilitation of existing development confirmation that the development is in the corporation or RD's portfolio. There are no exceptions. Section 4B, development category qualifying conditions met. There are no exceptions. Section 4C, development type provided. No exceptions. Section 4D, if new construction qualifies as ESS construction, no exceptions. Section 5A, county identified, no exceptions. Section 5B, address of a of development site provided, no exceptions. Section 5C, question whether a scattered site's development answered, no exceptions. Section 5D, development location point provided, no exceptions. Section 5D2, latitude and longitude coordinates for any scattered sites provided, if applicable, no exceptions. Section 6A, total number of units provided and within limits, no exceptions. Let the record show that for application 2020-492F for Section 6A, the total number of units was not provided with 6A. However, the total number of units was consistently demonstrated in the pro forma and the demographic description.
6A.
For Section 6B, number of new construction units and rehabilitation units provided, no exceptions. Section 6D, demographic minimum set aside selected, no exceptions. Section 6D4, total set aside breakdown chart properly completed, no exceptions. Section 6E, unit mix provided and meets requirements, no exceptions. Section 6F, number of residential buildings provided, no exceptions. Section 7A, evidence of site control provided, no exceptions. Section 8D2, minimum additional green building features selected, no exceptions. All right, Jade, for Section 9A1, applicant stale request amount provided.
I had no exceptions, and I scored all apps.
My apologies. Thank you for letting us know. Section 9C, development cost pro forma provided, listing expenses or uses. I'm sorry. And construction rehab analysis and permanent analysis listing sources. Sources must equal or exceed uses.
No exceptions.
Total development cost per unit limitation met.
No exceptions.
Thank you, Jade. All right. Liz Thorpe, did you score all applications?
I did.
Verification of no prior acceptance to an invitation to enter credit underwriting for the same development in a previous RFA?
No exception.
Previous funding requirements met regarding no deobligations?
No exception.
Thank you, Liz. Kenny.
Yes, this is Kenny, not on the committee. We have reviewed the past due report for any financial obligations for which an applicant or developer, principal, affiliate, or financial beneficiary of the applicant or developer is in arrears to the corporation or any agent or assignee of the corporation, as reflected on the most recently published past due report posted to the corporation's website, but not more recently than 5 business days prior to today's committee meeting. As of the close of business yesterday, there were none.
Thank you, Kenny. All right, we go to Jade for the tiebreakers. Sale request as a percentage of the total development cost is 90% or less funding preference?
No exception.
And the Florida job creation preference?
No exception.
Tracy and a representative from the Inspector General's office will now verify the lottery numbers assigned to each application.
Hey, this is Tracy. Melanie, I think, is that you that I'm speaking with?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I thought so. I'll just read them and then just confirm if that's all right.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. For 492S Pueblo Bonito, lottery number 1, and for 493S La Estancia Apartments, lottery number 2.
Yes, Melanie, yep, not on the committee. Those are correct.
Thanks, Melanie. All right. Go ahead.
I'll now turn it over to you for a ranking and selection.
Thanks, Joey. All right, I'm going to go ahead and reread the scores just to make sure I have everything entered correctly. So, Rachel, for submission of principal disclosure form stamped by corporation that's pre-approved, both applications received 5 points.
Yes, correct.
And Nancy, for current and future need for farm worker or commercial fishing worker housing in the area, both applications received 12 points.
Correct.
And for experience operating and managing farm worker or commercial fishing worker housing, application 492 received 16 points and 493 received 17 points?
That's right.
Thank you. And for Elaine, for outreach, marketing, and referral, both applications received 27 points?
That's correct.
Thank you. And Diana, resident access to on-site and off-site programs, services, and resources, application 492 received 25 points. And application 493 received 24 points.
That's correct.
Thank you. For eligibility requirements, Joey, for submission requirements met, application certification and acknowledgement form provided and meets requirements, demographic commitment selected, and description of the demographic population served provided, there were no exceptions?
That is correct.
Thank you. And Rachel, for name of applicant provided, evidence applicant is a legally formed entity provided if new construction, nonprofit application qualifications met if new construction, name of each developer provided, evidence that each developer entity is a legally formed entity provided, general development experience requirement met, principles for applicant and developer disclosure form provided and meets requirements, information for management company provided, prior general management company experience requirement met, an authorized principal representative provided and meets requirements. There were no exceptions?
Correct.
Thank you. Back to you, Joey. For a name of proposed development provided, development category selected, if substantial rehabilitation of existing development, confirmation that the development is in the corporation or RD's portfolio, development category qualifying conditions met, development type provided, if new construction qualifies as ESF construction, county identified, address of development site provided, question whether a scattered site's development answered, development location point provided, latitude and longitude coordinates for any scattered sites provided if applicable, the total number of units provided and within limits, number of new construction units and rehabilitation units provided, demographic minimum set aside selected, total set-aside breakdown chart properly completed, unit mix provided and meets requirements, number of residential buildings provided, evidence of site control provided, and minimum additional green building features selected. There were no exceptions?
That is correct.
Thank you. And Jade, for applicant sale request amount provided, development cost pro forma provided, total development cost per unit limitation met, there were no exceptions?
Correct.
Thank you. And Liz Thorpe, verification of no prior acceptance to an invitation to enter credit underwriting for the same development in a previous RFA and previous funding requirements met regarding no deobligation, there were no exceptions?
Correct.
Thank you. And Kenny, no exceptions to financial arrears met.
Correct.
And Jade, for the tiebreakers, sale request is the percentage of total development cost is 90% or less of funding preference. In the Florida job creation preference, there are no exceptions. Well, they all qualify.
Correct.
Oh, thank you. And then just we'll re-verify the lottery number on the next step. But Melanie and I already verified that here. So that said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to copy and paste the information over to the next tab. Here. make this bigger so everybody can see it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to copy, and then I'm going to come over here, and I'm going to paste special values and format. Then I'm going to click this transpose button, which will take it from horizontal to vertical. And go ahead and do that with all the information that we need. And then for these last three, these tiebreakers, they're all together, so I can just kind of take them all together and copy and paste this the same way I have. Okay. And then I noticed here that for 492S, we don't have a total number of units. And I know that Joey had mentioned during scoring that he was able to determine the total number of units. So, Joey, could you let us know what the total number of units is so I can fill this in here.
Yes, it's 80.
80. Okay, and I'm just going to make a little asterisk here, and then I'm going to note down here that this is determined during schooling. Perfect. And then, Jade, I just wanted to ask you, can you confirm, were there any changes to the sale request amount at all?
No changes.
Thank you. Okay, now that we have all this information, I'm going to go ahead and save the spreadsheet. And we're ready to do our sort now. I would normally start by sorting the eligible applications, but since they're both eligible, we're going to go ahead and begin the funding selection process. So pages 41 to 44 of the RFA talk about eligibility requirements, and then page 45 has some point items, which we've already been talking about, and it also starts the selection process. So I'm going to go ahead and sort these items or these applications and apply all the tiebreakers, even though there's only two, and then we'll just make sure that I have them sorted correctly. I'll have team verify, and then we'll start funding. And so they didn't change, but they are sorted. And Jean, can you just confirm that you match my sort and that they're in order of lottery number 1 and then 2?
Yes, I have the same thing.
Thank you. All right. So now page 46 of the RFA tells us about the funding selection process. And 4A states that the first application selected for funding will be the highest ranking eligible applications that can meet the funding test and county award tally. And so again, we don't have to worry about county award tally here because they're in two unique counties. So I'm going to go ahead and select the first application for funding. Go ahead and bring that over to recommendation page. And then coming back over, we would now continue funding. However, I see that the total sale remaining balance is $1.1 million, which is they're just over $1.1 million, which is less than the next application's sale request amount. So 4B of the RFA states that if funding remains and none of the eligible unfunded applications can meet the funding test, no further applications will be considered for funding, and any remaining funding will be distributed as approved by the board. And so that will complete our funding selection process.
Tracy, will you please read the application selected for funding into the record?
Yes, I will. 2020-492S, Pueblo Bonito, and the request amount is $4 million.
Thank you. Do we have a motion from the committee to accept the scores and recommendations for funding today?
So moved. This is Nancy.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Do we have a motion to recommend to the board that it adopt the scores and recommendations for funding of the review committee?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Do we have a motion to adjourn this review committee meeting?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. This review committee meeting is adjourned at 10:06 a.m. Thank you all for joining us.